Buenos dias. Welcome to the People Power Everything podcast. I am your host, John Dallas, and I believe that there is power in the masses. The goal of this podcast is to talk about that power, how we can help it manifest itself for all of us, and some lessons I've learned along the way. Hello and welcome back, dear listener. I've been off for a few weeks, so if you missed me, I'm glad you missed me. And if you didn't, then why are you listening? I'm recording this on a Saturday evening, right after my local hockey team won 7-2. Yay! That said, I'm back in the cold. And I say back in the cold because a few weeks ago, I wrote about my experience and spoke about my experience working from home. Over the last two decades, I've worked remotely most of the time. And I got some really great support from former colleagues, current partners, a lot of readers and listeners. So thank you for that. Many people were envious that I could work from home a lot of the time, as I have been of others in the past. And now I want to talk to you about what happened next, because that's where it was going. I just couldn't say anything at the time because we were still planning it and it wasn't sure. But as I wrote those lines, as I spoke those words, there were plans afoot. A colleague and I had chatted in the past about going somewhere to work during the day and take advantage of the locations in the evenings and weekends. We were thinking somewhere close, you know, New York City, something like that. Take advantage of the city while we're there. And we know as long as we have a good internet connection and we're not in a blacklisted country, we're good to go, mostly. So that's exactly what we did. Note that your case may be a little more complicated, and honestly, working abroad can be more complicated than just packing up and going. So check with your local policies and your security teams and make sure that before you leave that you ask permission. But my colleague mentioned he was fed up with the cold of the winter, and so was I. So he said, why don't we go work somewhere warm? I think I replied in about half a second. Let's go. So we started looking around and mentioned it to another partner. Her response was almost as quick as mine in saying, do you have room for me? That led to the three of us quickly planning to work from beautiful Playa del Carmen, Mexico for 3 amazing weeks. And there were 3 things that made it awesome: the weather, the people, and the common experience. So first, the weather. It's dry season in Mexico right now, so the weather was basically sunny, 28, 30 degrees every day. We had one rainy Sunday. So that, the weather in itself, amazing compared to minus whatever it was here. But there's nothing like getting up early in the morning, mid-February, slipping on some shorts and going for a run through the very still, quiet streets of this fast-growing yet small-town feel city. Playa del Carmen had a population of 300,000 in 2020, and it was growing fast. I don't know how much it is today, but in the early morning hours, it's quiet. And as I jogged leisurely, I mean, it's Mexico, you got to take your time, I saw a few people starting their day, sweeping up the streets. It's actually really clean there downtown. Or taking a calm walk along the beach, watching the sunrise over the water. This time of year, as I said, is especially idyllic, given it is the dry season. So rainy days are very few and far between. In the 3 weeks we were there, we had one rainy Sunday. And we took that opportunity to work instead and took the extra afternoon off the day after, when the sun was back. And we ended up taking lots of walks. I was particularly active. I didn't weigh myself while I was there, but when I got back, I had lost about 7 pounds, which I didn't expect, honestly. We ate very well, but apparently we were moving quite a bit. At lunch, we'd walk down to the beach. It was about 5 minutes away. Maybe grab a coffee, stretch our legs, get a dose of vitamin D during the day. And as usual, it always felt good to move and take in the city. A city with beautiful murals in a lot of different places. I recommend taking a walk around. Get outside of that tourist area along the beach and Fifth Avenue. Fifth Avenue is a scene, but get a block or two up from Fifth and you'll discover some really amazing things. Not to mention if you walk quite a bit further and get in with the locals, you'll discover quite a bit. And we never felt unsafe, ever, day or night. Obviously, at night, we didn't go walk into neighborhoods we didn't know. We stayed more around the downtown area, but we were certainly not on Fifth Avenue. After a while, after a very short while, that gets old. It gets old quick, but the other streets were amazing. And on weekends, we ended up renting a car and we drove to several locations. We drove south down to Acomal to swim with the turtles. We went north to Puerto Morelos and saw an amazing food festival that was there while we were there. And we drove down to Coba and Tulum, and we visited the archaeological sites there, and we swam in cenotes. It was just an amazing experience. And then we also went to Chichen Itza, and we saw the Grand Pyramids there and went to swim in another cenote. It was an awesome experience. And having heard a lot of stories before, I was, I'll say, anxious to drive. And I'm usually the one to first say, yeah, I want to drive, let's go. But I was anxious to drive, having never driven there, and had read a lot, so I guess I had biased myself. But once I took the wheel, and thanks for my partner, Alexandra, for taking it first, once I saw how things were, I was very confident, and from there on out, I drove. I love to drive, and I have to say, I think I prefer driving in Mexico versus Canada for a few different reasons. Stop signs are suggestions in Mexico, so it's a nice roll-through area. As well as, you know, people, there are people going all sorts of different speeds, so you have to be careful, and you have to be really careful of topes. So the speed bumps there, they can be really aggressive. So, and some of them are like reverse speed bumps. So there's a hole in the pavement, which you don't always see. So we didn't damage the car we were renting, thankfully, but, that one in the road, and my colleagues can vouch for this. It was a rough one, but you just have to watch those. Otherwise, it was fine. And there's a brand new highway that goes from basically from Playa del Carmen to almost to Chichen Itza. And it's a beautiful, very, very straight highway. I think it was like 100 kilometers without an exit and just straight. So it's a pretty easy drive. And so don't be afraid of it. If you're going to do it, go for it. Drive during the day. Don't go places, you know, in the middle of the night. Be logical, I guess, I would say. The next part that was awesome was the people. And yes, the people who live there, the people who visit there and are not necessarily on Fifth Avenue getting drunk, but there are other people there that are super nice. The park that was across the street from where we're living, it very family oriented, and a lot of the activities there were very family oriented. So it always felt, again, very safe. But I was with two colleagues with whom I had never spent extended periods of time, let alone sharing a condo for weeks at a time. Given our transparent and open communications at work and how well we get along, I was pretty sure it was going to be okay, but it was still a fair risk to take for everyone there. What if we didn't actually get along in real life? I don't think any of us actually thought it through ahead of time. I mean, it turned out fine, though I'm sure there are some behaviors that would get on each other's nerves over time, like me leaving stuff on the counter instead of putting it away all the time. I had my little corner of stuff that that people didn't tend to put away, so I guess it was okay. Or my habit of doing the dishes right away. You can't leave dishes in the sink and expect to do them later. Do them now or get out of my way and let me do them. My little one little thing that that gets me, yet I leave stuff on the counter. So anyways, but one thing I kept trying to say to my partners very consciously was, thank you for being here with me. I wanted to make sure that they knew how much I appreciated the time together and supporting each other in this little adventure. There's not much stopping me from doing this type of thing on my own, but just having another person there gives me the courage to try a little more and to do something that might be on the edge of my comfort zone or all the way out of it. Like some of the cenotes jumping off a little ledge. It was not super high, but it was high enough to my fear of heights to kick in, but I jumped anyways. It was awesome. And it was a really good experience. And going to Mexico, another example is we booked a private transfer from the airport and it was okay. It was fine. It was a private transfer. It got us going quickly. But on the way back, we took public transportation, which was about half the price and more comfortable. If you're ever in the area, don't be afraid to take the ADO bus service. It's on time. It uses modern, comfortable buses, and you might get to mix with some locals or people from around the world. Talk about a win-win-win. Cheap, comfy, and social. But last, the big benefit I want to mention here, because it's really important to me, was all about the shared experience. We all wanted to escape the cold and live something different while still working. We not only achieved that goal, but went way beyond it by forging friendships while being together for 3 weeks. We lived something together that goes beyond work. The relationships we now have represent a bond stronger than anything we could have ever forged in the most social of offices. I mean, spending 3 weeks in a different town, in a different culture, even though it was city, it was, North American, but still, it's not something you're going to get at the water cooler. And if you do, bravo, that's one hell of a water cooler, but you're probably not going to get it. And when I talk about seeing people while working remotely, this is what I mean. Take it to the next level. For a short period of time, hopefully at least a week, live together, eat together, see the concert in the park together, visit the beach together, eat tacos at a street cart together on a little plastic bench, and it's mama who's managing the cart, and the tacos are amazing. Explore neighborhoods together, talk to new people together, have a drink on a patio at the beach together, sit with the locals and enjoy a beer together at sunset on a little wall on the side of a beach, where they all have their 6-pack or 12-pack, and they just sit there and they chat and they have a beer. Just be together in a context that's more than work. That's living. Then see how you work together in a more trusting, safe, and shared environment. I wish all teams could do this at least once a year. Say a minimum, once a year. I want everyone to have the opportunity to do it as well. So for us, we're working on proper policies and requirements to help. I can't promise anything, but I'm going to try my best. But then if we don't try, we most certainly will never achieve this kind of amazing perk for all. So we're going to try. If I really had no limits and have my way, companies would pay for us to do this on a regular basis. Right now, it's still on our dime. So it can be challenging for some people. I get that. Hopefully you'll be able to do it. And I'm very grateful to be in a position in my life to do it. It's amazing. For me, my adventure with remote work continues with a little help from my friends. So thank you yet again, Alexandra and Martin, for being there with me. You are true friends forever. And I hope we'll all remember the great 3 weeks we had together in Mexico. Well, most of it anyways. The tequila bar evening will certainly remain a blur, but we'll remember the rest, especially the concerts in the park. They were pretty epic and loud. I'm going to put a link in the show notes to one of the concerts that was in the park. And if you look to the right of the opening shot of that, you'll see our condo right next to the park. And the when I say they were loud, this was a professionally organized concert with the massive speakers that go along with it. And I'm going to guess there was probably about 30,000 people in the public square. I'm guessing, I'm no expert, but there was a lot of people and it was loud. Luckily it wasn't that loud for all that long. It was only a few days at the beginning of the trip. So we started out hearing things loud, and we lived loud for 3 weeks. And it was awesome. I hope we can do it again soon. With that, I hope you have a great day and week ahead, and that you can have some opportunity to work remotely for a few weeks. And if you can do it with colleagues, then that's awesome. Go for it. I hope you can do it in a way at least that gives you the autonomy you deserve, not to mention a really amazing experience with other people, because we all know people power everything. I hope you enjoyed that. When I publish it, it will be called Working Anywhere with People with an exclamation point. And if you have any questions about how we went about organizing this little trip, what kind of policies that we have at work, if there's any way that we can help you organize yourself and think about what you need in terms of policies, be it from an IT security perspective, be it just organizing the trip. How do you make sure that the condo where you're going has good internet? You know, what questions do you ask? How can you make sure it does? Because you don't want to get there and have, you know, sucky internet and then not be able to work. So that to me was the biggest risk. Other than that, getting the condo, the location, living through what was, I think, about 5 days of really loud concerts that would start out about 3 p.m. and shake our condo walls until between midnight and 1:30 a.m. one night, especially when you're working the next day. Let's just say earplugs didn't do very much. But that said, we got through it. It was an experience, and I hope you get to have that same experience. And if you would like to give me your feedback on any you've had and maybe some ideas for my next trips, send me an email, john@peoplepowereverything.com. With that, have a great day and week ahead. Love y'all.